Mary entered the room slowly and put her candle down on a table. It was a big, gloomy room with heavy curtains on the windows. She looked at the young boy lying on the bed, who was very sad.
"Who are you?"
asked Mary. The young boy looked at her and said,
"My name's Colin Craven."
"Colin Craven?"
asked Mary, surprised.
"Yes, Colin Craven,"
answered the young boy.
"Mr. Craven is my uncle,"
said Mary, who was a bit confused.
"He's my father,"
said the boy.
"Your father?"
exclaimed Mary.
"No one told me that he had a son. Then I'm your cousin. Don't you know that I came to live here?"
Colin looked at Mary sadly and said,
"No one told me."
"But why?"
asked Mary.
"Because I'm afraid that people will see me. I don't want anyone to see me and talk about me."
"Why?"
asked Mary, who felt more and more confused.
"Because I'm always ill and I must stay in bed. The servants aren't allowed to talk about me. My father doesn't want anyone to talk about me to anyone. He's afraid I'll grow up with a crooked back. My father doesn't want to see me because my mother died when I was born. And when he sees me, he feels very sad. He thinks I don't know, but I do. He hates me."
"I'm sure he doesn't hate you,"
said Mary.
"But he hates the garden because she fell off the branch of the tree and then died."
"What garden?"
asked Colin.
"Oh, just a garden she liked,"
said Mary.
"Have you always been here?"
"Nearly always,"
said Colin.
"If I go out, people look at me, and I hate it."
"If you don't like people to see you,"
Mary said,
"shall I go away?"
"Oh, no,"
Colin replied quickly.
"You must stay and talk to me."
Mary sat on a chair near Colin's bed and talked for a long time. Colin wanted to know all about Mary and about her life at Misselthwaite. He told her how unhappy and lonely he was, although he was given everything he wanted.
"Everyone must do as I say,"
Colin said.
"I'll be ill if they don't."
"Do you think you'll get well?"
Mary asked.
"No, I don't,"
Colin answered sadly.
"No one believes I'll live until I grow up. But I don't want to die. When I think about it, I cry and cry."
"I heard you crying before,"
said Mary.
"But I didn't know who it was. Were you crying about that?"
"Let's talk about something else,"
said Colin.
"What do you do in the morning?"
asked Colin.